And you yourself were homeless at one point, weren't you, Jim?
Yes, I was.
And did you ever sleep in your car? I think I recall that you did.
Yes. I mean, there were a lot of uncertain days when I first became homeless. I was in Wilmington for a little while. I stayed near the bus area where the library is at Rodney Square for a little while. And then I found a bed at the House of Joseph, which is an awesome program at 3rd and Connell in Wilmington. Mm-hmm. And from there, I never looked back, because at that point, I decided to help the people that were around me, because I just saw how desperate everybody was, never spending time with the homeless population before. I just really started to dig into some of their stories.
Yeah.
And then I just decided to stay in that work. You know, that was 11 years ago.
So you've been going to the Sussex County Council meetings, trying to raise awareness, talking about tiny houses that are affordable. And the other thing is, you asked the county if you could use a piece of property to allow overnight parking. So what's the status of that? It looks like in this article in the Cape Gazette that Mike Vinson told you the property is in Georgetown proper and you have to make the appeal to Georgetown officials. So what's the status?
Well, the status right now is, I mean, just to give you a little bit of a history, just maybe 30 seconds of a history,
sure.
What I did was I figured I would go and try to figure out and find a property that the county would own. And I went on to the Sussex County property website,
okay.
And I just fingered down, you know, the list.
Mm-hmm.
And Sussex County has quite a few properties.
Mm-hmm.
But then I came upon this one right near KFC. Across the street from the Microtel in Georgetown, the new Microtel Hotel.
Yeah.
Right across the street is 29 acres that the county owns, and it appears that they're not doing anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it appears to me that they're just cutting the grass. And there's an area of that 29-acre parcel that has 3 acres on it that could be used as a parking lot, because it has some asphalt on there.
All right.
And we could clean it up and use it for 24 spaces for 6 months for employed people. Keep in mind, these are all employed people that they would have to have employment verification paperwork with them. And then I'm sure over time we'll get to know who they are and learn about them more, but there'll be a vetting process. And then we'll just see how it goes for 6 months. I just wanted to have a trial,
mm-hmm.
try something with the folks that are living in their car. And then the police would understand not to
bother them,
give them citations,
right.
And bother them, let them get a good night's sleep. And that was the idea. So the update, now the update is, we had a meeting with the town of Georgetown, because it's within the town limits of the town of Georgetown.
This property is?
Yes.
Okay.
What I found out is that they have leased the 29 acres to a farmer, and it's one of these 100-year lease agreements. And I'm not sure what the status is as far as where the farmer is now, because it appears if you drive by there right now, it doesn't appear that there's anything going on there.
Do you feel they were being honest with you?
Well, I mean, I have my ways of checking. I'm going to check some other sources to make sure that's a correct statement, because I do want to hold them accountable, because this is a county-owned property, and we could really use some help, you know? I mean, the county doesn't do really all that much, and I'm not expecting new taxes to come in because of the homeless. I think we can handle it as private citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to borrow some land, you know, for a period of time to figure out what kind of problem we have, because I believe we're in a crisis point. And I'm thinking there's 45,000 people in Sussex County right now that are near homeless, precariously housed. They can't sign a lease or a deed in their own name. They have lousy credit. They can't go into a bank or a landlord and say, here's my lease information, here's my mortgage information. They can't do it because they're financially underbanked. Underbanked means they can't develop a relationship with a bank because their credit rating is so poor.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling is there's 45,000 people that are potentially at risk of becoming homeless. That's a huge amount of people. That's 20% or 25% of the population in Sussex County. The county has to do something. They can't sit around and talk for another 3 or 4 years. Actually, they were brought to court on an affordable housing case not too long ago, and there was a settlement agreement with that. And my question is, have you accomplished anything on the settlement agreement list? My feeling is they haven't done really anything.
One of the things that I thought of about this property you want to allocate for people to live in their vehicles, I started thinking about trash and people going to the bathroom, and you can't get a bad rap on that, because if that starts happening, they're going to pull the plug on it. So what's the plan there?
If they give us approval for this piece of property, believe me, we're going to try to do it absolutely perfectly, and we're going to replicate a safe parking program. They have them all over the country. So we're going to pick the best three that are out there already and replicate it exactly. We need to have a security guard. We need to have people volunteering their time. We need crockpot people. There are people in the community that want to help. And keep in mind, these people are working. These people do not have addiction and alcohol and drug problems, right? They're working. They're already parking in our community. Keep that in mind. They're already coming. They're already here because they're trying to get to their job the next day. So they're parking at Walmart.
Now, you said there are places in the United States where this overnight parking is work. Give me an example.
Well, all you have to do is Google safe parking program for car dwellers. Car dwelling is kind of like a new word they're using. So it's car dwellers.